Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Tuesday, October 20th, 2015, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, a look back at the history of Bernie Sanders. And...
Well, I think it was a dismal weekend when you have liberal conspiracy theories being introduced by the Republican frontrunner. Okay, it is soft trutherism. And it is what it is. It's like it's soft racism. It's soft bigotry. You put it out there for a reason because you want to be provocative. All of this, I think, is unfortunate. And look, my loyalty to President Bush is not in question.
The former White House press secretary for Bush acting like it's basically evil to point out that the government was in charge when 9/11 happened. I mean, that's a fact. But now, reality is being twisted. Just like they said, there's no Obamacare fees if you don't get it, no penalties. Well, AP's reporting, they're now kicking in. This is the attack on reality. Here's the clip. And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, Donald Trump made waves last week when he declared that he would keep the country safer than another Bush. What with that whole 9/11 thing? Well, now he is doubling down. He's refusing to apologize for those comments that he made, saying Bush knew in advance 9/11 was coming.
They did know it was coming, and George Tenet, the head of the CIA, told them that it was coming. So they did have advance notice, and they didn't really work on it. Now, that's something that could happen. I don't blame him for that. Again, the question was, it wasn't that I was blaming. They said that our country was safe under Bush. I said, well, what about the World Trade Center coming down and the worst attack in history? But the statement was our country was safe under his brother.
Yeah. So Trump emphasized once again that he was not blaming Bush for 9/11, just pointing out the fact that everyone keeps saying, oh, well, our country was safe under Bush, but also completely ignoring the fact that the worst terror attack in our U.S. history happened on his watch. And of course, Trump is entirely correct that U.S. intelligence, and in particular the CIA, had advanced knowledge of 9/11. This was documented, and every major news organization reported on it just weeks after the attack. It's not a conspiracy theory. Now, something that's bizarre is that a Bush insider is now calling Trump a liberal conspiracy theorist over his 9/11 remarks. Now, this is Fox News' Dana Perino. She was formerly a press secretary under George W. Bush, and she called Donald Trump a liberal conspiracy theorist pushing soft 9/11 trutherism because he challenged Bush's handling of the attack. She said, it is soft trutherism. It is what it is, like soft racism and soft bigotry, saying he put it out there because he wants to be provocative. Well, you want to know what's soft, Dana, is your reporting after 9/11. You completely failed as an establishment media lapdog. Well, I guess you're quite successful in spinning the official government narrative. Now you're going on to spin it again, saying it's racist to question that narrative, soft racism. And of course, that is how the media controls the government narrative. So let's talk about what's really racist, according to the new USA we're living in. Fruit baskets. That's right. Only in America can you give a gift of a fruit basket and be called racist. This is several students at a high school in North Texas. They've been suspended over what administrators claim was a racially charged gift given to rival members of a competing band. And, of course, the gift basket contained a small watermelon, coconut, and pineapple, and watermelon gum, and was packaged in a plastic Halloween jack-o'-lantern. So that is super racist. Meanwhile, one of the girls that handed over this gift says, I'm mixed race. How am I racist? I wasn't offended on that. Also, just a little tidbit, watermelon gum has been in the top 10 flavors of what Americans are chewing on for years. Every teenager likes watermelon gum, but that's racist for me even saying that. And of course, here is an inherently racist move in the new USA. School is suspending student elections because not enough minorities won. That's right. The middle school principal, she's withholding the results of this race because they weren't diverse enough, those who won the election. The candidates elected, she said, weren't representative of the diverse student body. So, of course, she could have mentioned that those were some of the parameters before this entire race took off. And the simple fact that the principal suggests a candidate's race trumps all other factors in an election is inherently racist. Who cares about your merits and your hard work? But now here is Ja'Kari Jackson with someone who is a stoner and apparently was able to hack into the CIA. Talk about merit.
A U.S. high school student has reportedly hacked the private AOL account of CIA Director John Brennan. Everything from an application for a top secret security clearance to details about the agency's harsh interrogation techniques have been uncovered, according to the New York Post. This all began back on October 12th, when the hacker said he was able to trick workers at Verizon into releasing personal information about Brennan and convincing AOL to reset his password. And of course, law enforcement agencies are not taking this lying down and would very much like to make an example out of the hacker and any of his associates. The hacker added that he has also been prank calling Brennan repeatedly over the past 2 months, even reciting the CIA director's social security number to him during the calls. But the CIA director isn't the only person to fall victim to the security apparatus that he helped build. Former President Bush has had his personal pictures and paintings hacked by another source, not to mention Dianne Feinstein, who was a strong proponent of you and I being spied on, but when she found out she was a victim of this as well, did not take this very lightly, not to mention the drone that flew around her residence. She wasn't happy about that at all. So which is to say, all these people who are involved in building the security apparatus, it's only a matter of time before you fall victim to it yourself. You can find more reports on InfoWars.com.
Well, joining me now is David Knight, and we are going to break down what this democratic socialism looks like. Now, James Woods, the actor, called Bernie Sanders an utter moron because he's praising China's maternity leave policy. He actually tweeted, China, not exactly seen as a model when it comes to human rights, provides 14 weeks of paid maternity leave. The U.S. provides zero. David?
Yeah, there you go. So Bernie Sanders essentially is saying, the first child, you get maternity leave. And then after that, we take them for baby parts, all the kids after that, because that's what they're doing in China. We had a interview from 1985 that surfaced today from Bernie Sanders. He was mayor of Burlington, Vermont at the same time. And he had just been to Nicaragua. And I want you to hear what he has to say in this interview.
As a socialist, the word socialism does not frighten me, and I think it's probably fair to say that the Nicaraguan government is primarily a socialist government.
How do you find the sincerity of Sandinista leaders?
I was impressed. Now, obviously, I will be attacked by every editorial writer in the free press for being a dumb dupe. Maybe I am. I was impressed by their intelligence and by their sincerity. These are not political hacks,
Okay, so he says socialism doesn't frighten him. Well, it ought to frighten him. It ought to frighten all of us. And, he says, maybe I'm just a dupe. I guess the question is, maybe? I mean, do you understand what's going on in Nicaragua? Before he went there, the Sandinistas had pursued a policy of ethnic cleansing against the Indians, imprisoning 14,000, displacing 10,000. They'd closed all radio stations, except, of course, the government radio stations. They had limited trade unions, of all things, and, of course, imposed martial law. But after Bernie Sanders visited, you saw a coalition of conservatives, liberals, and even communists throw out Daniel Ortega. And the guy was so corrupt that days before he left, all the private property that they had seized, which was in the billions of dollars, Daniel Ortega made private property again, except he made it Daniel Ortega's private property. and, of course, his friends who are in the Sandinistas. So this is the guy that Bernie Sanders supports. This is the kind he wants to rail up against the corruption in Wall Street. Take a look at Hugo Chavez in Venezuela. And, of course, he had an alliance with Daniel Ortega at the time as well. This is a guy who Bloomberg was bragging about the fact they got 700% return on their investment from Venezuelan communists because they understood that the bankers get paid first. What did the rest of the people get? The people who needed food, medicine, water in Venezuela, they have to go to another country to get that. But of course, think about how Bernie Sanders determines this guy is good. Listen to what he has to say about how authentic these guys are. He doesn't use that word, but listen to what he says about the people that he met with.
I was impressed by Father Descoto, and he is a very gentle, very loving man. He's familiar with Burlington, Vermont. He had a niece who graduated from St. Michael's College, actually, who is now working for the government of Nicaragua. Ortega is an impressive guy. Ernesto Cardinal is a funny-looking guy. He's gray hair, and he really does remind you of a hippie. I mean, Ernesto, and in fact, we talked, he's very strongly into poetry. He is very proud of the fact that they are now teaching poetry not only to peasants and to workers, but in the military, in the police department. A very impressive guy.
All right, so Leanne, what he's saying is these guys are okay. He says they're hippies, they're kind of counterculture, they're spouting poetry, they've got connections to Vermont. So how could these guys be bad? I mean, they're socialists, okay? They must be good. Here's the issue. Bernie Sanders makes the same mistakes that his supporters make. He looks at these guys and said, hey, they look just like me. They're hippies, they're socialists, they're good guys because they look like me. And of course, he thinks that because the American foreign policy was evil at the time, this is a time of Iran-Contra affair. This was a government that we had continually overthrown. And of course, our policies were evil and murderous as well. But that doesn't make the Sandinistas good guys. And just because the Wall Street guys are bad doesn't mean the communists and the socialists are good guys. That's why Bernie Sanders is a dupe. That's why he's been blinded by this, and his supporters have been blinded by this left-right paradigm. And you've got the blind leading the blind. That's what Bernie Sanders is doing, and that's what his followers are doing. He looks at these guys and he said, hey, they're not political hacks. No, they were not political hacks. They were socialists. That's even worse than political hacks.
So he's duping the dupes.
Yeah.
We're being duped by the duper.
Exactly. And he talks about Ernesto Cardinal. We need to understand Ernesto Cardinal was a liberation theologist, just like Pope Francis. He was first and foremost a communist. He was a political hack who used Christ as a beard. And that's precisely what's being done now. So we need to look at all this. We need to understand that Bernie Sanders then was like his supporters are now. And in 30 years, he hasn't learned a single thing about socialism, about communism, and of course, the left-right paradigm. That's what he's selling people in.
Well, it seems to me that they are choosing their candidates on who's going to make a really good character for SNL.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got that.
Identity politics. Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, and of course, China is notoriously famous for killing female infants there with their population control. So James Woods is appropriate in calling him an utter moron for praising China for their maternity leave.
Once dubbed the great humanitarian power by its ex-prime minister, Fredrik Reinfeldt, Sweden is on the edge of a brutal collapse due to a wave of entitled immigrants raping Sweden's women at a rate of 53.2%.
Som begår overfallsvoldtekter fungerer veldig marginalt. De er ofte arbeidsløse, de kommer fra traumatiserte land. Noen av dem har i hvert fall de siste fem årene vært asylsøkere.
And bleeding the economy of the country dry.
Hey, welcome to Sweden. This is the number one rape capital of Europe. Some say that this is because Sweden is very progressive and aware of destructive patriarchal norms, which is why our definition of rape is broader than in other countries, and more considerate to the victims. Others say that it's because of our massive levels of immigration, where we import thousands of people from countries in the Middle East and Africa, places that don't really have the best views on women's rights. But it doesn't matter who is right. We will never know who is right. Because we aren't allowed to talk about it. Here in Sweden, everything is considered racist.
Danish historian Lars Hedegaard warned the final consequence of the West and above all Sweden's immigration policies that the economy will collapse. Because who is going to pay for it all? Increasing taxes on wage earners in Sweden to pay for the influx of illegal immigrants is not enough. In August, Finance Minister Magdalena Andersson said the government is looking at borrowing large sums of money from the European Investment Bank to pay for illegal immigration. Why has one government after another chosen to spend Swedish taxpayers' money to support and shelter citizens of other countries while some of them try to kill us? Asked Ingrid Karlvist after a Swedish woman and her son were stabbed to death at an IKEA store in Västerås, Sweden by Abraham Ukba Gabir. An illegal immigrant, Ukba Gabir, said he lost control after learning he was going to be deported to Italy. He killed an innocent woman and her son to make people understand him. Prior to the murders, Sweden's third largest city, Malmo, experienced ethnic violence between groups of immigrants. The gangs, described as youths by the Swedish media, used guns, bombs, and hand grenades to mark their turf. In August, the Swedish Migration Board, Migrationsverket, recorded almost as many reports of threats and violence in asylum accommodation as throughout the whole of 2014, according to Swedish newspaper Dagens Nyheter. In Sweden, which does not usually report the nationality of rapists, a just-released study by Swedish police revealed that Muslim men, who constitute only 2% of the population, are responsible for 77.6% of rapes, giving once peaceful Sweden the highest rape rate in Europe and the second highest in the world, next to South Africa. Currently, illegal immigrants are being housed in former royal mansions, and Sweden is building housing for the chaotic, violent army taking over and raping their own country.
Ultimately, I want to see every single woman in this country covered from head to toe. I want to see the hand of the thief cut. I want to see adulterers stoned to death. I want to see Sharia law in Europe, and I want to see it in America as well.
John Bound for Infowars.com.
Did you know that only 6 corporations control 90% of what millions of Americans see, hear, and read every single day? It's the illusion of choice. Think about it. The mainstream media is owned by only a handful of mega corporations with vested interests. But on the other hand, the internet is an interconnected network of billions of sources. So you can research information for yourself from multiple sources, or you can blindly accept what you hear or read in the mainstream media, never questioning what you are being told. This gives you a false sense of reality. I mean, do you actually know what you think you know? Or have you been programmed to accept someone else's version of events? Think about it. This is Darren McBreen, and I want you to break the matrix at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigyrex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
One of the worst things with most energy products is it's not sustainable, right? You're going to crash and going to feel really bad afterwards. This has a bunch of different antioxidants and compounds and polyphenols.
Everybody's on these drugs to knock their brain out because the brain's so fried.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. for example, the L-theanine inside of it. That is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
You will find Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams a piece. It has 3 milligrams, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there.
InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
Robots, cyborgs, and life extension technology. These terms are familiar to any fan of science fiction. But now, to some disbelief, these technologies are a science reality. In part one of this report, we expose some startling connections between 19th and 20th century secret societies, their occult technological experiments, and the emerging automated prison society that is rapidly descending upon us. In part two, we look at a possible motivation for the elite who are financing this emerging new world, a world whose construction started centuries ago. In April of 2000, Wired magazine published an article, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us. It was written by Sun Microsystems co-founder Bill Joy. In it, he quotes Ray Kurzweil's book, The Age of Spiritual Machines. If the elite are ruthless, they may simply decide to exterminate the mass of humanity. If they are humane, they may use propaganda or other psychological or biological techniques to reduce the birth rate until the mass of humanity becomes extinct, leaving the world to the elite. What makes this article and quote even more interesting than one tech pioneer quoting another is the footnote at the bottom of the article. The passage Kurzweil quotes is from Ted Kaczynski's Unabomber Manifesto, which was published jointly under duress by the New York Times and the Washington Post to attempt to bring his campaign of terror to an end. Why would tech industry leaders go out of their way to quote Kaczynski's Unabomber Manifesto in not one but two separate publications? Well, for those of you who skip past the 35,000-word manifesto that appeared in both the New York Times and Washington Post on the morning of September 22, 1995, there were some very telling things printed on those pages. Within his article, Joy himself writes about the quote, I am no apologist for Kaczynski. His bombs killed 3 people during a 17-year terror campaign and wounded many others. Kaczynski's actions were murderous and, in my view, criminally insane. He is clearly a Luddite, but simply saying this does not dismiss his argument. As difficult as it is for me to acknowledge, I saw some merit in the reasoning in this single passage. I felt compelled to confront it. We at InfoWars share a similar point of view as Joy about the manifesto. Like Bill Joy, we do not consider ourselves Luddites. We often discuss humanity's fate, traveling the stars. However, we also recognize that some of the words written within Ted Kaczynski's text shouldn't be simply dismissed as writings of a madman, but should be given special attention and careful thought. Before he was the Unabomber, Kaczynski was considered a child prodigy, and he was accepted into Harvard College at the age of 16. He was among 22 students who were research subjects in what has been described as brutalizing psychological experiments conducted by Henry Murray and rumored to be part of the MKUltra program. Kaczynski was an eyewitness to some of the most cutting-edge technological experiments of his day. It seems reasonable that Kurzweil, Joy, and others might be interested to see what insights he reveals in his writings. Kaczynski's manifesto touches upon a wide range of subjects, including this one in paragraph 157, where he writes, "It has been established beyond any rational doubt that human thought and behavior have a largely biological basis. As experimenters have demonstrated, feelings such as hunger, pleasure, anger, and fear can be turned on and off by electrical stimulation of appropriate parts of the brain. Memories can be destroyed by damaging parts of the brain, or they can be brought to the surface by electrical stimulation." In that last phrase, Kaczynski accurately describes experiments dealing with mind control technology. These mind control experiments weren't isolated in elite university labs. They were conducted on a large portion of the population, oftentimes within the military.
Secretary of Energy O'Leary during the Clinton administration admitted over 500,000 Americans were used as experimental guinea pigs for various programs. Many, many of them, military personnel, as well as other people that really didn't have the right or ability to speak up for themselves.
Tech journalist Dr. Nick Begich has been covering the subject of mind control technology for more than 25 years.
The idea of using mind control techniques in modern warfare, this is the direction in which we're headed. Being able to manipulate governments, populations in a way that avoids the direct conflict but creates the same outcome, which is a pacified society.
Begich reminds us that the experiments and development of technology geared towards the controlling of the human mind has never ceased, and that there can be serious consequences if this technology gets into the wrong hands.
This is the direction in which much of our military technology is headed today, because the idea is if you can direct and control the internal workings of the human mind, of the brain itself, not only for communication or manipulation of our own troops, but for the degradation of our adversaries. And yet you don't create the kind of property damage that modern warfare generally creates. So you're able to manipulate the entire populations or great segments of the population for political or military ends.
Brainwashing and mind-reading devices seem like something directly out of a fictional novel. Yet this technology isn't even cutting edge anymore. Universities have been researching mind control systems for decades, including the technology to wipe one's memory, exactly as described by Kaczynski in his manifesto.
In fact, some of this research is being now conducted so-called for the benefit of veterans because of traumas experienced during war, the results of those traumas. And the idea is just to be able to wipe memory. In other words, looking at veterans, returning veterans with post-traumatic stress syndrome, and being able to go in and sort of wipe out those memories that are giving them the problems.
In the 1950s and 60s, Dr. Jose Delgado pioneered mind implant technology using mostly animal subjects and, controversially, some human subjects as well. Delgado's research included the insertion of electrodes into the brain. He discovered that certain electrical frequencies can significantly control behavior and emotions. In 1963, Delgado conducted an experiment involving an implanted bull. Using a radio controller, Delgado caused a charging bull to come to a complete halt. During an interview about the experiment, Delgado shared his vision of how the future will be. He said, "We must electronically control the brain. Someday, armies and generals will be controlled by electrical stimulation of the brain." Due to a lawsuit launched by a few of the human implant subjects, Delgado decided to leave the United States and continue his work in his birthplace, Madrid.
By the 1980s, Jose Delgado had developed technology where you needed no implants whatsoever. The only thing that you needed to do was stimulate the brain with really, really low energy density.
The technology to wipe an individual's memories is just the beginning. What about restoring memories? In 2014, DARPA announced that it will be funding research into neuroprosthesis that will help people with brain trauma recover their long-term memories. While this by itself might be a noble act, technology, of course, will continue to progress. This July 2014 article from the Los Angeles Times predicts that if the effort succeeds, healthy people too may one day clamor for implantable brain gear that can turbocharge human cognition. In fact, Google's director of engineering, Ray Kurzweil, is counting on it. He predicts humans will be hybrids by the 2030s. We're starting to see more unbelievable technologies being written about and even released to the public. 3D vaccines, cochlear implants that send sounds electronically to the brain, FDA-approved bionic eyes, brain scanners successfully able to read and recreate images in our minds, and thanks to brain implantable microchips, brain-to-brain verbal communication between humans has already been electronically achieved. And considering the inevitable automated workforce, it's possible that the only way for humans to remain a useful element in the future economy will be electronically enhanced bodies and minds to become part man and part robot into what some sci-fi novelists call a cyborg. So while the operators of this new technological paradigm enhance their own abilities to match their robotic counterparts, they will also be electronically enslaving the remainder of the human mind and soul. This description of present-day technology and possible future applications wouldn't be complete without mentioning the advancements in anti-aging. Dr. Aubrey de Grey is a leader in the field of gerontology. He says that the aim of his SENS Research Institute isn't to create life extension technology, but to study the problem of how our bodies become sick as we age and to solve it.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
I'm running for president. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. I'm hitting the road to earn your vote, and I hope you'll join me on this journey.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our Immune Support Infusion Blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
DeGray says that the aim of his work is to postpone aging, not prolong life. Longevity, however, might be one of those desirable side effects of his research.
We are just a biomedical research institute. We do the same kind of research that anyone else does who is trying to develop new medicine. But of course, our medical research is focused on the diseases and disabilities of old age. And we believe that we can indefinitely prevent those diseases with medicines that we think could be developed within the next couple of decades.
A medical understanding that will keep people youthful and healthy throughout the course of their now extended lives. Dr. DeGray believes the therapy he's working on will be available to the masses.
Absolutely, it's going to be for everyone. The period when it's only available to a minority of people will be very short indeed. The reason I can be so sure about it, not because of any kind of utopian, you know, humanitarian desire, it's simply mercenary economics. These therapies will pay for themselves so incredibly quickly and so astronomically that it would be economically just suicide for any country not to do this, not to front-load the investment to make sure that everybody who's old enough to need these therapies will be able to get them, whether or not they can pay.
Dr. DeGray's research does not currently involve experiments using implant technology, but as he explains, all technologies will eventually integrate with each other. Therefore, his research, combined with the aid of implantable tech, might actually create the eternal man.
Now, we aren't doing anything with implants, so I see this as being a process of improving and developing synergy between all of these technologies, both implantable and non-implantable, and making sure that they work together in tandem to actually preserve health in the way that we desire.
As we put all of the different aspects of the next generation of technology together, a truly frightening world begins to emerge. A corporate machine force working the Earth and its elements at the behest of a superhuman, electronically psychic, and immortal social elite, with no room left for ordinary humans. A scenario like this, of course, doesn't seem real at all, and yet we're almost certainly headed in that direction. We are headed toward a bizarre, anti-human future, what some elitists call the New World Order, and it's no accident. In 1940, H.G. Wells published a non-fiction book entitled The New World Order. In it, he calls for a New World Order as a way to end wars for good, even though he admits countless people will hate the New World Order and die protesting against it. Wells' prediction for a New World Order was certainly not the only one, Some writers called for a new world order decades earlier.
The thought that, well, basically mankind, not everybody was equal in mankind. No, there was an elite and there was a huge underclass that had to be steered and even exterminated if that needed be. We find these plans clearly outlined in some of the 19th century Victorian science fiction novels.
In the late 19th century, science fiction novels were published like William Delisle Hayes's 300 Years Hence, or A Voice from Posterity, which describes a eugenics-based society wiping out complete races of people, domed cities, impressive technology, and a one-world order.
Now, these books are very obscure. You rarely find them. But if you find them and if you read them, you'll be chilled to the bone, because everything that happened in Nazi Germany with the extermination of entire groups of people, well, in some of those 19th century science fiction books, we already see these blueprints neatly laid out.
In the 20th century, high-ranking political and scientific disciples of occult organizations attempted to make the technology as well as the politics in these books a reality. Late 19th and early 20th century German occultist George Lanz von Liebenfels envisioned a race of enhanced superhumans with extraordinary electrical senses that can sense images and realities hidden to ordinary human beings.
George Lanz von Liebenfels described a kind of a race of man, a god man, equipped with organs more than biological organs. They were a mix, say, an evolution of the biological, in the sense that these were electrical organs. And let's say where they could envision more than we can see or envision with our five senses.
Enhanced, implantable electrical organs that control machines and read minds using only the power of thought? If it seems like this report is slipping into fantasy, check out some of these headlines. In 2002, Science Daily reported DARPA to support development of brain-machine interfaces. Singularity Hub reported in 2011, revolutionary new brain chip allows monkeys to grasp and feel objects using their thoughts. In 2013, MIT Technology Review published Samsung demos a tablet controlled by your brain. And also in 2013, CNET reports DARPA developing implant to monitor brain in real time. Forget wearable tech. Embeddable implants are already here, from CNN. Or future potential of brain chip is limitless after man controls robot arm with his thoughts. And in 2015, TechCrunch reported the ultimate interface is your brain. Nanotech and AI was discussed this year at the annual Bilderberg Conference. Investment Watch reports Bilderberg 2015 agenda. Former DARPA director Regina Dugan to discuss artificial intelligence. Dugan is behind the idea of an ingestible identification microchip. It seems that all of those sci-fi fantasies and ideas put forward by occultists like George Lanz von Liebenfels and others are actually materializing.
This was one of the aims, the true aims of some of these occult orders, to become like God. But you can't simply become like a God, so what you have to do is you have to enhance your body. And you can't, enhance your body solely by biological means. You can enhance your body with through electromagnetic means, or what we see today, which we call transhumanism.
Transhumanism is a movement dedicated to the embrace of the latest technologies, with the ultimate aim being the enhanced and immortal superhuman.
These new things that are now at the forefront of technology and philosophy, and which is, combined, we find it in transhumanism, goes back, in fact, many, many, many centuries.
While Aubrey de Grey's research doesn't specifically aim to invent a life extension technology, he is still considered by many to be a leading figure in the transhumanist movement.
As a movement, it's really a group of advocates for technological visionaryism, so to speak. We want to actually get people to think more clearly, more rationally, more intelligently about the prospect of dramatically more powerful technology, whether medical or other.
Other leading figures in the transhumanist movement is inventor, Google's director of engineering, and Singularity University's founder, Ray Kurzweil. Kurzweil talks about the singularity, a moment in the future when machines will achieve more intelligence than humans. In order for humans to keep up, we will have to reinvent ourselves with the help of nanobots and medical implants.
Really what he's saying there is that as time goes on, and as we achieve greater and greater miniaturization, especially of various devices, we will have a greater and greater ability to apply, let's call it just simply non-biological solutions to various medical problems, including the problems of aging. And those non-biological solutions will eventually take over, really. They will become dominant as what we do medically.
We're going to be able to send nanobots, blood cell-sized devices, inside our bloodstream. They'll keep us healthy from inside, and they'll go inside our brains. And if that sounds very futuristic, there are already people that have computers in their brains.
Kurzweil believes eventually technology will be advanced enough for us to upload our consciousness to a mainframe computer where unlimited possibilities await.
In some ways, the transhumanist movement is its own worst enemy because it often alienates itself from the general public by sounding too radical. I think that the best way to get the future to happen sooner is to communicate to people that this is not scary, this is simply a continuation of the technological progress that we've seen in the past.
The picture that we're painting for you about technology is not a pretty one. Many feel that technology will advance, and there's not much anyone can do to prevent that, so what's the point? But is this really the world we want to live in? Forget the Unabomber's vision of returning to a hunter-gatherer society. Is there another way? In part three of this report, we'll shift our focus from threats posed by an out-of-control technological paradigm to real advances that we can use right now that will improve all of our lives without the possibility of wiping out humanity.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
And why wearing a Hillary for President t-shirt might get you punched in the face.
They thought it said Hillary for President. He said, I was seconds away from sending my bar back over here to punch you in the face. Since you're wearing a Hillary for Prison shirt, you don't have to buy drinks here. Everything's on the house.
Hillary's not surging, I tell you that. They're not saying that. They're not saying that. Thank you.
Donald Trump endorses Hillary for Prison. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt at the InfoWars store. And on the back it says, legalize freedom. Show your disapproval of Hillary by buying your t-shirt today.
But what she's done is criminal.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
For the past 5 years, a fire has been smoldering beneath a landfill in a densely populated suburb of St. Louis. Now, that's not really that unusual. What makes it unusual is that it is less than a quarter of a mile from a large deposit of nuclear waste with no barrier in its way. The residents there were surprised to find out this material was even there in the first place. The EPA is like, don't worry, you might just get a little radon dust. Which radon is the leading cause of lung cancer, and of course it increases your chances of bone, liver, and breast cancer. Now, my guest today is Dawn Chapman. She is a resident and activist. She's been leading the charge to raise awareness of this with JustMomsSTL.com and STLRadWaste.com.
So, Don, thank you so much for joining me. I see sitting next to you is Scott Kahneman. Scott, actually, your grandfather was the foreman working with Mallinckrodt, which is, of course, the company who was responsible for dumping this nuclear waste there in the first place under the cloak of national security secrecy there in the suburbs. So we'll get to you in just a minute. But Don, so what really prompted you to get involved? What was the first thing that you sort of learned what was happening at the Westlake landfill?
In the matter of a couple of hours after speaking with the state agency, I learned that there was a fire burning in a landfill and that the landfill was a Superfund site. And, you know, the agency was telling me, oh, this is really complicated. This is really serious. And then they said, well, you haven't heard anything yet, you know, next to that landfill adjacent, but directly in, in contact with the landfill is nuclear weapons waste. And I had no idea that St. Louis even played the role that it did in the Manhattan Project, that we processed uranium for the bombs that were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So my little world was shattered. This whole secrecy thing just really caught me off guard. And really, I felt betrayed because I thought, how in the world was I allowed to buy a house next to this site and nobody had to tell me about any of this? You know, if my house would have had lead paint, somebody would have had to have let me know that. That would have had to have been disclosed. But it turns out you can buy a house next to a Superfund site and next to the world's oldest nuclear weapons waste in the world, and your government, nobody has to tell you anything. Nobody has to say anything to you.
Wow. And so you only learned about this in 2013 when you called state officials to complain about the smell. And I reported that the smell was so bad, I guess the attorney general there was actually suing the company responsible for this site. And that was how you learned about it, and just baffled, I guess.
I am too. My neighbors had no idea either, you know, and it just, it is such, the Manhattan Project, even now in St. Louis, is so secretive. And I think that's how it's been allowed to get everywhere. You know, it's been allowed to leak into creeks and sit on landfills for 42 years. I mean, we're starting to see the legacy of that. We're starting to see the effects come out in our kids and in our loved ones. And, you know, there are people coming forward that are in the groups right now. You know, some of us live here, some don't. Some, like Scott, live here and have a direct contact. You know, he lost his grandfather from the Manhattan Project. It's just, we're all linked by this, and it's very surreal. It's a very surreal thing to be linked by.
Right, and there's actually an article from about 2013 talking about St. Louis's nuclear legacy, how it might be more dire than anyone can even imagine, talking about how the children who grew up playing in the creek or near the Westlake, how they are now starting to see the symptoms of playing in these affected areas. People 40 years old are dying from really rare cancers, non-smoking lung cancer, for instance, but also autoimmune diseases, birth defects. There's, I guess, more than 2,500 cases of cancer being reported on one of the main pages where they're collating a lot of the data from people who are bringing their information forward with this.
Right, and that's just heartbreaking. You know, the other thing that we're seeing is that, unfortunately, we're seeing little children who never grew up in the area but are children of the exposed that are coming down with cancers. You know, sometimes it skips a generation, and that's heartbreaking. But, you know, these are citizen-documented cancers. You know, the citizens are coming forward. But we also had the state of Missouri. They did an overview of the zip codes that appeared to be affected with Manhattan Project waste that were, you know, that they can say for certain, yeah, there's little areas where this waste has sat out. And the state last fall, 2014, came out with their health assessment for the area, and it's not good. I mean, in this area where we sit right now, next to Pattonville High School here, we have a 302% increase in childhood brain cancers and neurological cancers. That is a 302% increase. And, you know, we're a tight community, man. We know those kids. We've done GoFundMes for those children. We've watched them get diagnosed, watched them die. I mean, this is devastating to us.
Wow, that is incredible. And I went to Pattonville High School, so that is so shocking to me. What do you think about the response from the EPA? Just, they're really only speaking about this stuff now because you've been so active in trying to educate and raise awareness of this issue that kind of forcing their hand. The officials are squabbling, and the EPA says, we don't agree with the finding that the subsurface smoldering event is approaching this radiologically impacted material. It's fine. Everything is fine. And they just, last week, the schools finally sent out a letter to parents in the case that there was some sort of catastrophic nuclear event. Here's how you can protect yourself. How do you feel about that response?
I'm very angry at the EPA right now. Superfund, this is a Superfund site, so we're talking about the Superfund program within EPA. The way that works is the owner of the site, so the one that caused the mess, gets to use their own scientists and has them write up reports, has them collect data, and then once those reports are written, then they're handed over to EPA. So this is an EPA science. This is science given to the Environmental Protection Agency from the company responsible for the fire, who is currently also being sued by the Attorney General. And this is EPA looking over that data and rubber stamping it. Wow. This isn't an independent set of eyes. You know, if I hit your car, there's no way you're going to let me take your car to my mechanic. That's just not how it works. And unfortunately, in this situation and with this federal agency, that's what's being allowed to happen in this community.
Incredible. And now, Scott, how do you fit into this story? Obviously, I know this is affecting you as a resident there, but talk to me a little bit more. I mean, this is really shocking to you, I guess.
Yeah, so as you mentioned earlier, my grandfather was the foreman at Mallinckrodt Chemical Works. You know, he was there through the Manhattan Project and up through the Cold War. And safety standards were different in those decades, almost non-existent. The story of the way these employees were intentionally and knowingly exposed by management to these toxic and radioactive substances is, it would probably put the Tuskegee experiment to shame if it ever actually came out. It's just that dire of intentional human experimentation. My grandfather, notwithstanding, he was the foreman there. There was radioactive dust circulating and toxic dust circulating all around these facilities. And, you know, he'd go in and out of there and he'd have the dust on his hands thinking there's, you know, it's no big deal. It's just like if you're a mechanic, you have grease on your hands, you know, it was just something that happened because of your job. Well, he'd come home with the dust on his hands and he'd hug his wife and play with his kids. And then, you know, radiological illness struck and he ended up dying with a radiologically induced lung cancer. And you know, we found out he was exposed to beryllium, uranium, plutonium. I mean, you know, all the daughter products of uranium, that happened during the processing, he was exposed to it all. So were all of his coworkers.
Right.
And this led the U.S. government to pass a piece of legislation called the EEOICPA. I believe it was EOICPA 2001 or 2002. We call it EOICPA sorry, that's an acronym, but it's the EEOICPA, and it provides government compensation for survivors of Manhattan Project experimentation. Mm. And how strange is that? So my family went through that EOICPA process, and they put, you know, this paperwork was intense, and they had to dose reconstruct his circumstances on records that don't even exist anymore.
Right.
Records don't even exist anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the big issues that people have with these cases. You know, they're from decades ago. And so that's, I can't wait to get to St. Louis and speak with you all in depth, do it a really great interview with you guys, with a lot of other family members there as well. Like you said, they had no idea that they were even transporting this material and then going home to their families. So thank you all so much. And we'll be seeing you next week. That's it for the show tonight. We'll see you here tomorrow, 7 p.m. Central.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price
as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams apiece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.